Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Well, dear, what was new at the office today?
Nothing.
You told me that yesterday.
Well, there was nothing new at the office yesterday.
Something must happen down there.
Mondays and Fridays are our big days. On Mondays, everybody's telling what they did over the weekend, and on Fridays, everybody's telling what they plan to do on the weekend.
What do you tell them when they ask you about your weekend?
Well, I used to tell them the truth, so now they don't ask me anymore.
You know, dear, that Wally is a very sweet boy.
What's he being a sweet boy about now?
He's upstairs helping Beaver with his arithmetic homework.
Well, it is nice of Wally. Arithmetic's always been Beaver's weakest subject. Maybe I'll just drop up and see how they're getting along.
Why don't you wait a while, dear? Anyway, they're getting along so well up there now.
Boy, Beaver, how could you be such a little dummy? I told you before, you gotta invert the fractions before you divide them.
Gee, Wally, if I wanted to get yelled at, I could have gone downstairs and had Dad help me.
Never mind that. Now, look. Now, let's take that next problem. Now, the first thing you gotta do is turn the fractions upside down.
And how come they didn't turn them upside down in the book for you?
Beaver, let's face it. You're a kid. They're not gonna make it easy for you.
Okay. Okay, I got the fraction turned upside down. Now I do.
How you reduce them?
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Here, let me show you.
Now, the 5 goes into the 15 three times, and 5 goes into the 5 once. 3 goes into the 21 seven times, and 3...
Beaver, how do you ever expect to learn anything if I'm going to do all your homework for you?
Gee, I'm not worried about learning anything. I'm just worried about getting by tomorrow.
Boy. Now, let's take this next problem here. 196 over 579.
Couldn't we take another one?
What for?
That one sounds like the kind that comes out with a whole bunch of junk left over.
Nothing wrong with having a whole bunch of junk left over.
There is when you don't know what to do with it.
Boy, Beaver, you must be the dumbest kid in your whole school.
I am not. Well, I'm good in science, and I'm good in history, and I'm good in English. And I was even good in arithmetic until I started having problems with junk left over.
Beaver, when...
Well, fellas, how are we doing?
Crummy. Boy, Dad, I don't know how you and Mom ever had such a stupid kid.
Well, now, Wally, I don't think that's a very nice attitude to take towards your brother.
Neither do I, Dad. I try real hard in arithmetic, but I'm just not getting any place.
Well, I'll tell you what, Beaver. The next few nights, I'll help you all I can. And let's see if we can't pull that mark up a little on the next report card.
Gee, Dad, that'd be neat. Yeah. How are we doing with our homework?
Dad's taking over. He's going to help Beaver all this week.
Well, I hope these homework sessions are going to be after supper.
Why do you say that?
You know Beaver can't eat properly if he's crying.
Now, Beaver, try to concentrate, son. They give you a 71. Now, they want to know what percent that is of 197.
Gee, Dad, I don't know.
Look, son, they give you the answer. They just want to know how you arrive at it.
Yeah. But I think I'd be better off if they didn't give me the answer. At least then I'd have someplace to go.
Father helping Beaver with his homework tonight?
Yeah. He started right after supper.
Hey, Mom, can I have a glass of water?
You thirsty, Beaver?
Oh, it's not for me. for Dad. He's got a headache from helping me with my homework.
Wally, I'll finish up here and put the dishes away if you're going to the library tonight.
Oh, no, Mom, I'm not going. I want to be here in case Dad goes through the ceiling.
Hurry up, boy. You don't want to be late for school this morning. Here you are, Wally. Will you be home early from school?
I don't know. I might mess around with Eddie and Lumpy.
Doing what?
Gee, Mom, if I knew what we were going to do, it wouldn't be any fun to do it. So long.
So long. Beaver! Oh, hi. Here you are, Beaver. You have your arithmetic homework?
Sure, Mom. It's right here in my geography book. Thanks for the neat breakfast. I'll see you right after school. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Beav, here's an excuse so you can get out of school early today.
Huh?
You have a dentist appointment. I'll pick you up at school right after lunch.
Oh, what's the dentist going to do, Mom?
He's just going to look at your teeth.
Gee, he's been looking at my teeth ever since I was a baby. I bet he knows them better than I do.
Beaver, it looks as if you didn't even comb your hair this morning.
Oh, I know. I spent 10 minutes getting it to look like I didn't comb it.
Yeah, but he was still pretty good.
I could have done it. Hey, look, I'm going to go up and change my clothes. You guys want to come up? Is there anybody home? No, my mom took Beaver to the dentist.
Then we'll hang around down here as long as there's no wardens around to give us a fisheye.
Just don't go wrecking anything, okay?
Okay, okay.
Hey, Eddie.
You know Kathleen Hartzer?
I know Kathleen Hartzer.
What do you think would happen if I asked her for a date?
She'd burst out laughing.
Oh, come on, Eddie. I'm not kidding.
Neither am I.
Hey, Mom. Wally ought to be in his underwear by now.
So what?
So we'll holler up the stairs that the house is on fire.
What fun is that?
We might go out and jump out the window.
Yeah, but you know Wally. He might come downstairs and start slugging us.
Yeah, that's right. We better save it for some guy that's chicken.
Hey, would one of you guys get that?
Okay.
Hey, Lump, look who's here. It's Gilbert the Goon.
I came to see Beaver.
Beaver's not home.
Well, is Mrs. Cleaver home?
What are you doing, selling Girl Scout cookies?
No, Miss Flanders gave out the report cards after school, and Beaver wasn't there, so she asked me to bring it by his house.
Yeah, well, hand it over. We'll give it to him.
No, I think I'm only supposed to give it to a grown-up.
Well, who do you think we are, the Lennon sisters?
Look, Wally's upstairs. We'll give him Beaver's report card.
Well, as long as his brother gets it, I guess it's okay.
What are you staring at me for, Gilbert?
Well, my mother keeps telling me not to grow up like you, and I just wanted to see what she meant.
Well, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's a wise guy.
Me neither. Put it in here. Hey, let's take a look at Beaver's report card and see how the little squirt's doing.
Yeah, if he flunks some stuff, we can give him the business.
Citizenship A-, courtesy B+.
Boy, how do you like that weasel?
History B-, geography B+, reading B, science B, arithmetic D-.
Hey, how do you like that last one? D-. Boy, now he really got something on him.
Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea. We're going to change the mark. All it takes is just two little lines.
Boy, Eddie, you're a genius.
Yeah.
What good is it raising his mark?
Well, don't you see? He'll go around telling his parents and everybody that he got a B+. Then when they find out his real mark, pow, they'll clobber him.
Hey, that'll teach him to get an A in citizenship.
Hey, what are you guys doing in here?
Nothing. Gilbert came by with an envelope with your brother's report card in it. It's here on your pop's desk.
Oh.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, where are we going anyway?
I don't know, Sam. I thought you'd know.
Well, I don't know. I thought you knew.
Why don't we just keep walking until something happens?
Okay by me.
Hey,
What are you doing in here?
Oh, this is Beaver's report card. I found it on my desk. Listen to this. Citizenship, A minus. Courtesy, B plus. History, B minus. Geography, B plus. Reading, B. Science, B. Arithmetic, B plus.
Arithmetic, B plus? Well, that's wonderful.
Well, it just shows what he can do when he really tries.
Well, I think you deserve a lot of the credit.
Oh, no, I encouraged him, but he did the work. You know, I think this kind of effort calls for some sort of very special reward.
What about that model airplane kit he's been wanting?
Yeah, I do fine.
You know, I'm so proud of him, Ward. It's just wonderful raising his arithmetic grade like this.
Beaver, what's the matter with you? You've been standing there staring at that report card for 10 minutes now.
I know. I was just looking at the B plus in arithmetic.
What about it?
Well, it's my worst subject. And in the test, I got a 70 and a 64 and a 52. That doesn't add up to a B plus.
Well, maybe Miss Landers gave you some extra points for neatness.
See, I don't know. It'd be pretty hard to be that neat. We're not pretty crummy in neatness. Maybe I ask her about it.
Look, Beaver, you got a B plus on the report card. Mom and Dad are making a big fuss over it, and you're getting that plane kit. Now, what do you want to go asking about it for?
I don't know. It's just explaining to me, that's all.
Look, now, when something bad happens in school, you keep your mouth shut, right?
Yeah.
Well, if something good happens, you should keep your mouth shut, too.
You think so, Wally?
Well, sure. Look, I've been going to school all my life. You can't get in any trouble by keeping your mouth shut.
All right, fine, yeah, about 5 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Do you still have the plane kit Beaver wanted?
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up tomorrow on the way home.
You know, Ward, for getting such a good report card, the Beaver certainly isn't doing much boasting about it, is he?
Well, that's just the Cleaver modesty. All my family was that way.
I know, you've told me that before. In fact, you're always bragging about the Cleaver modesty. I'm off.
Well, hello, Wally. Aren't you home early today?
Yeah. Yeah, the teachers are having some kind of a seminar in the auditorium.
A seminar?
Yeah. Eddie says that means that a bunch of the big shots from the Board of Education come over and tell the teachers to get on the ball.
That Eddie certainly knows everything, doesn't he?
Well, he thinks he does, and I guess that's enough for Eddie.
Can I get you something?
Well, no thanks, Mom. I'm just looking the stuff over in here. Not really hungry, but I might run across something that'd really flip me.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Miss Landers.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver. We're having our parent-teachers meeting Thursday, and Mrs. Rayburn wondered if you'd be a hostess.
Oh, I'd be happy to. That's Thursday?
Yes, Mrs. Rayburn will appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to seeing you, Mrs. Cleaver.
Thank you.
So long, Ma.
Oh, Miss Landers, Mr. Cleaver and I are just delighted with Beaver's grade in arithmetic. The B plus.
B plus? Oh, you can't mean arithmetic, Mrs. Cleaver. That's Theodore's one poor subject. In fact, I distinctly remember having to give him a D minus.
You gave him a D minus?
I know he's been trying hard, but he failed 2 tests.
Oh. Well, look, Miss Landers, I know you're very busy, and perhaps we could talk a little bit more about this on Thursday. Bye.
Hi. Hey, I got it. It's a great little plane kit. Where's Beaver? I want to give it to him right away.
Honey, he's upstairs, but there's something I think we ought to talk about first.
Oh?
Come on.
What's up?
Well, Miss Landers called me today about a meeting, and I mentioned Beaver's B-plus in arithmetic.
Yeah?
She said he didn't get a B-plus. She gave him a D-minus.
Well, did you tell her he had a B-plus on his report card?
Well, no, I wanted to talk to you first. Do you suppose she could have made a mistake and put the mark down wrong?
Well, I guess she could have, but I doubt it. Where is that report card, anyway?
It's still in your desk drawer.
Yeah. Why, that little schemer.
What do you mean?
Look at that. The oldest trick in schoolboy history. Beaver took a pen and with just two marks, he made a D minus into a B plus. You see there? The color of the ink's just a shade different.
What, I can hardly believe Beaver do something like this.
Well, he was probably desperate. We put so much pressure on him about arithmetic.
Well, didn't he know he'd get caught when he took the card back?
Well, I guess when you're a kid and see a chance to stall off trouble for even an hour, you tend to ignore the fact that you're probably going to be caught.
Well, Ward, I guess you better talk to him.
Yeah, I guess I better. Beaver? Beaver, would you come down here right away?
Okay, Dad. Think you brought home my model plane?
Well, I don't know. It's a funny way to call you if he's bringing home a present.
What are you doing?
I'm checking to see if any of these other grades are changed.
You're acting like a detective.
Sometimes you have to stay ahead of your kids.
Hi, Dad. I see you got home.
Yes, I got home.
Is that the model plane?
Yes, that's the model airplane.
Why did you do it, Beaver?
Come downstairs on account of Dad called me.
Beaver, on your report card here, it shows a B-plus in arithmetic.
Yes, sir.
Is that the mark you think you deserved?
Well, I didn't really think so, but I didn't want to make a big fuss.
Oh, you didn't?
A guy should not tell his teacher she goofed something up. She might think I was calling her dumb and get mad and flunk me in all my subjects.
Beaver, I don't think that's a very good explanation at all.
Neither do I. But I'm not very good at explanations.
Beaver, I spoke to Miss Landers today. She didn't give you a B plus. She gave you a D minus.
How come it came out a B plus?
We know how it came out a B plus. The mark was changed.
Yeah, it was changed all right. Wonder who did that.
Well, we know that, too. Look, son, I can see how it happened. You saw that D-minus, and you knew that when I saw it, I'd be upset. So, to keep out of trouble, you took a pen and changed the mark. Now, isn't that what happened?
What happens if I say no?
You're in a lot worse trouble than you're in now.
Then I don't know what to say.
Oh, Beaver, why didn't you just come right out and say you changed the mark?
Because I don't want to be a liar.
Beaver, are you really going to stick to that story?
Gee, Dale, it's the only story you got. You got to stick to it.
All right, son, I don't want to hear any more about it now or discuss it any further. You go on up to your room and wait there while your mother and I talk about this.
Yes, sir. Don't worry, Dad. I won't run away or anything. I'll give you and Mom plenty of time to decide how to be mean to me.
Ward Beaver's always admitted before when he was wrong. Now, why is he sticking to this story?
I don't know. Probably because he's growing up.
Hey, Beav, where's your present?
Gee, Wally, what'd you want to go and be a wise guy for?
Hey, what's the matter?
Dad thinks I changed my grade in arithmetic from a D-minus to a B-plus.
Beaver? I knew you wouldn't do anything like that. How come you didn't just tell him that you didn't do it?
Well, I kept telling him. What's the good of telling him anything if they got it in their mind that you're a no good kid?
But, heck, Dad's usually pretty fair. How come he's so sure that the mark was changed?
He showed me the report card and everything. It's even got a different color ink. Hey, Wally?
Yeah?
You think maybe an angel could have changed it?
Nah. Angels just save guys from drowning and stuff. You never mess with report cards. Hey, you know, I was just thinking here. Eddie and Lumpy were hanging around when Gilbert brought the report card over. Wait a minute. I think I'll go over and have a talk with that Eddie.
Gee, Wally. Why would he change the mark on my report card? He's your best friend.
Yeah, I know he's my best friend. And I also know he's a crummy creep.
Yes, Eddie. Yeah, I see, Eddie. Well, I think that was about the worst joke I ever heard of.
Oh, I agree with you, Mr. Cleaver, sir. I probably wouldn't have done it if Clarence hadn't have been there to urge me on. I hope that my calling like this will keep you from harboring a grudge against me.
All right, Eddie. But if you ever pull a trick like this again, I don't want to ever see you around this house. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you for being so understanding. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Is that good enough for you, Wally?
Yeah, that was just about good enough, Eddie. If you ever pull another trick like this again, I'm going to murder you.
Okay, okay. But you're going to have to stand in line, because your pop's going to murder me first.
Eddie admitted it, huh?
Yeah, but I somehow got the impression that Wally was around somewhere, twisting his arm a little.
Well, you told Beaver he was wrong. Now I guess you're going to have to tell him he's right.
Yeah. You know, it's so easy to tell them when they're wrong, and so hard to tell them when they're right.
Hey, Beaver! Hey, Beaver! Hi, Gilbert.
Hi, Beaver.
How come you didn't ring the doorbell?
Well, I didn't know if you were home, and I didn't want to talk to any grown-ups.
Hey, Beaver, I haven't seen you for a couple of days. What's new?
Well, you know when you gave my report card to Lumpy and Eddie? Well, they changed my arithmetic grade from a D- to a B+. Then my father brought me a present, but he didn't give it to me on account of he thought I did it. And so he yelled at me. But then he found out Eddie and Lumpy did it, so he said he was sorry, and I said okay. But I didn't get the present anyways on account I got a D-.
Oh. What's new with you?
Nothing new with me either.
As you watch episode 145, pay attention to the old abandoned house. If it looks familiar, that's because it was eventually the home of the Munsters. Their show was filmed at the same studio and was created by the same team as Leave It to Beaver.